Now, let's talk about who some of the headliners are this year for Laugh Fest.
Well, whoopee. Let's whoop it up for Whoopi Goldberg.
Absolutely.
We were so thrilled to get her. She, you know, she's so busy on The View and some other things. For her to come out is amazing. She has some cancer connections in her life. She loves what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm going to take this one. Jim Gaffigan. Oh, my gosh. He is actually, interestingly, a clean act. He has this great bacon thing he does that's sort of viral online.
Yes.
But he is amazing. We're really excited about that. Angela Johnson, she's former NFL cheerleader. She's known, her nail salon act went viral. She's younger and yet just as hot as some of the big headliners. So we're excited to have her. The other twist on this, this year we're doing a series called Laughter RX because laughter is so good for our health. Our signature person coming in is Patch Adams. He, Robin Williams had a film about him.
Yeah, a lot of people may remember that movie.
Yeah, and what's fascinating about him, he is a medical doctor who has been researching for years the powerful healing benefits of laughter, especially in patients who are dying. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be coming to this community and doing a workshop for healthcare professionals and then also an evening presentation on health and humor. And
that's a great angle.
He's very passionate about that. And then in addition to that, we have a Laughter RX speaker series this year, another number of other professionals coming in to talk about the health benefits, including a duo from Mind Ramp.
Okay.
And they've done brain research, especially on the aging brain and how important laughter is to us, especially as we age. So that's very exciting to be getting some of that education and really some deeper knowledge in this community about truly laughter and how good it is for us.
Absolutely. Now, who are you personally looking forward to seeing?
You know what? It's so hard to know. Last year, our biggest disappointment was I couldn't be at everything.
Sure, I understand.
So I'm excited for everybody who's coming in. Our signature piece this year is our Saturday night live event. We're calling it Alive from Grand Rapids. It's Saturday night. It is the key signature fundraising piece for Gilda's Club in the midst of Laugh Fest. Martin Short.
Kevin Nealon.
And Alan Zweibel are coming. We are doing our own version of Saturday Night Live.
So it's going to be live sketch comedy?
It's going to be live. It's going to be fast-paced. It's going to be fun. It's going to mimic a Saturday Night Live type theme. There's going to be music. We're telling people dress in jeans, come for a bistro fair. It's just really going to be cool. Tickets are $250 each, which include a $100 donation to Gilda's Club. And it's an evening not to miss. It's a one-of-a-kind original. What's fascinating is Martin and Kevin and Alan have been talking about this outside of all of this. No one's ever approached them to do a show like this together. So they're actually creating something unique for us in our community that won't be seen anywhere else. So we hope people, I would have to say I'm probably looking forward to that, as well as, you know, like Dog Story Theater, they're putting on so many wonderful things down at Dog Story Theater.
Yeah, I had a chance to check out some of their events last year, and yeah, they do a phenomenal job.
Yeah, amazing. And then there's groups like Pyramid Scheme and McFadden's this year. We're going to be having acts in some of their places downtown. We have a group coming in from the Chicago Public Schools. It's called the Barrel of Monkeys.
Oh, wow.
They're going to be doing some work in the Grand Rapids Public Schools and performing a show that was actually written by children in the Chicago Public Schools called That's Weird, Grandma. And, you know, we're engaging truly people at all levels for all of this and very excited about the breadth and the variety.
Sure.
And actually, the price point of Laugh Fest, it is very affordable, and there's a lot of free stuff, too. So people have a reason to come to something, because there will be something for everybody during Laugh Fest.
Now, last year, you did the big chicken toss, and then you did the big smile down at Calder Plaza. Is there going to be any type of a group event like those this year?
There are, and we haven't quite announced all of those yet, so keep your eyes posted. But we will be kicking off Laugh Fest at 545, just outside of Rosa Parks Circle downtown on Lewis Street. Our goal is to attempt another world record. We haven't said what yet, but we hope people come down and help us do that. And there will be lots of fun surprises throughout the festival. You know, the other cool thing we're doing that we're really excited about is our Seriously Funny Adventure Challenge. On the second weekend of the festival, you can come down in pairs of two or four. There is a registration fee, but you'll be able to get 10 challenge stops, kind of like an urban adventure. If you're familiar with some of those shows where people are given maps and clues and you got to go find something, it's going to be 10 spots, take people about an hour and a half to 2 hours, but a really fun way to explore downtown Grand Rapids and win surprises along the way. So
very cool.